also includes the human name, Inshallah.
Ramadan Arabic. And we're going to do a quick chazor about what we learned. We learned the Gemara. And then we're going to see, we have to deal with Reuven's question, and then we have to see the Cha and the Roch. Then we know we've done the Sugya. So what we saw was that there's two halves of the Sugya. The Shani is about the Meshata. If somebody is Meshata, the Gemara is the Meshata is definitely proper. Because it's grown up, and Shani is the Gabbard of Baal Kelev. It's about the Kelev Chai. Two stories. Tadachar should be Chai. He's a two of Ratsuya. He left it lying around, and he should be Chai. That's one side. Another side is that, oh, maybe he's Potter. Maybe we could somehow transcribe what the activity that happens to the Meshata. And it's not me, my Vinay, it's somebody else who took my utensil and used it. So Vinay, I'm not high. Like we saw this, it said, if a person would take my fire and burn something, or take my bow and throw something into my bow, the Vinay is not high, because somebody's taken my bow for that, using my bow for that. So that's what happened here. This Meshata did that. A person pushed another person to the boy. The talent of somebody else and burns it. Would the Balaish be chayiv? Of course not. Somebody is using my fire to burn down something's talis. Of course he's chayiv. That's the shining. Do we say, can the Bala behave say, Bala Kelev say? It's really that man who is the whole cause of it. That guy won't have to pay because it's a grommel. It's still, it was him.
Wasn't there a case with the Hamad where somebody left? Now, the man didn't leave, he could have put him away, but he left it in a place where he got himself. And the other one, he was hired because
he was covered, he left something on your end. In a way, the chicken can come and break it and cause the boat. And what you say for that?
Well, don't we see from that, even though I didn't cover it, there's something else.
Very good question. We'll come to your questions. So it's a very similar question to the wind. We'll come to it soon. So when you left the Gloucester, was that, how do we look at it? Do we look at it? You appreciate you left your thing lying around. Or do we say that the other guy is the one who used it, who did it? I mean, my name. What I do is the other guy who did it. So, I mean, if it's the other guy, then nobody would have to pay. I don't have to pay because it's the other guy. The other guy doesn't need to pay because it's a grandma. That was the challenge. One brought two riders and was multiple both nights. That's where we were, as the cup of that shine. Then Rama took the stage of it further and said, if we're correct in taking on assuming that the Bala Mekedev is Chayib, Rama holds that Dalok, if we're what we would assume, then I want to tell you something else. Now, what happens to the Bala Mekedev, the Meshach there, was Meshach the Balak the Kelev, was Meshach the Kelev, and then the Kelev bit him, would the Balak Kelev have to pay? Once we said the Balak Kelev is the one who's high, will he have to pay? To which, Prabhupada said, no, you don't need to. Why? The Balak is from Hashanah, Balak from Hashinim, also, if somebody does something, incorrect, and someone does something incorrect back to him, due to what he did, then he wouldn't be, the Bala Meir is not right. So that's what happened. The one who was goading on the animal was actually incorrect. And the animal bit him. The Bala Kelev wouldn't be right. That's what the Gemara said. Come to your question in a minute. Just write it down. I don't finish through the whole shayla. To which they tried to find the port to Rav and say, no, you're in good company. Reish Lakish also said the same. Because Reish Lakish said, what was the case of Reish Lakish, you see? Right? Two cows. One was a good, so one wasn't. And the Halacha is, it's the wrong thing to do is to be rovers in the streets. And the wrong thing is somebody an animal came and not just walked over the rebuts, but actually kicked the rebuts. Oh, it's like he says, you're possible. Why? In Kolam Shana, why have you seen a very possible? That's exactly like your Svara Rabo. You're telling me that if somebody mishat, then the Balakira wouldn't be crying if the dog actually took advantage of the Shasa's phase and bit him, so the Balakira wouldn't be crying. Why? Because it was so Kamashani. Rishroki shows the same, Kamashani, while we've seen a bit of Gari Rutsa, an animal came and kicked it, the Balakira would be pulled. Which, Rabbi says, thank you for the chizuk, actually, a lot of Rishroki disagree. A lot of Rishroki disagree, because the Bala Poro that was kicked and hurt could say, it's true, I acted incorrectly, but that just gives you the right to walk over me. To kick me, it doesn't give you anything. Robert says there's a chiluk between Mishase, where the dog actually took the bait and ate and bit the Mishase, to a case where the animal was scratching and along came another cow and kicked him, to which Robert holds that not included in the leniency of Kavasha. What's the chiluk? The chiluk, we said yesterday, the chiluk, I'll pick the Chaznish. The Chaznish told us, in third of Kavasha, I'm off of a shin, and what's the p'tor? What is the p'tor? I'll give you right to smash up some of you because it's acting like a record. But since the p'shat is, it's if the nizik brought it upon himself. If he acted in a way that he's going to get hurt, so he brought it upon himself. If I'm a shatter keleb, and the keleb bites me, who brought the whole shitsui of the keleb? You did. So you brought it on upon yourself, so I now have to pay. I don't need to pay you if you brought the problem upon us. That is only regarding shitsui. I would go to them, and the animal actually was going to them, bit me, okay? Enticed the animal, came enticed and bit me, so I brought it upon myself. If an animal crouches on the floor, so obviously, it brings upon himself the animals walk over it. Of course, animals walk over it, why not? But the animals should kick it. That's, mean that for myself. Why? Because I'm sitting, does that make you kick it? And it makes you walk on it. I understand, you need to go past, I'll kick it. Why can't you kick? Why? Because I'm sitting it, does that make you kick me? That's the swan, a rubber said, that's a good issue. Lucky like said, even at the academy, say, come to kick the rubber said,
that's the worst.
You brought it upon yourself. You can't pay money on something you brought upon yourself. And you will see that my big distribution is blockage. And here, and also on the Dabchah. How far you stay this far? It's all far.
What was your original?
Kalam Shah? Let's see in a minute. I'll put this okay. Very soon. Yeah, sure. No, go on to the Rishana.
No. It's
a good answer. Yeah. Okay, fantastic. Fine, very good. So that's the Gemara here. As I said, we have to see the Kasa, and then we have to see the Rosh. But before we do that, we have the Kasa of Reuven, and now the Kasa of Yeshua, both going in the same Kibun, same Ma'orim. What are we seeing here? We have a Sofer. What was the original Sofer of the Gemara? What's the Halacha if I'm Peshea, I left my animal lying around, it could become, could cause trouble, and something could go there, but something else is the cause of the actual triggering it off. Do we say, I'm Chayim? Because it's my animal and I was Peshea. Or do we say, no, the one that triggered it off, he's the address. Go to him, it's not me. I know my vidna, what do I do? So yesterday, Reuven asked the Gemara Kash. He asked, we learned the Gemara and Daphne on Gimel, something like that. And then somebody had the pigs, little pit lying around, go Peshea. Something could fall in. But what actually happened was that somebody else was chiseling, because of the sound of the chiseling, the animal got shocked. First got shocked and fell inside. Not by the following curve of fear. He fell inside because of the curve of fear. So what made the animal, not only the animal fall in, fear, curve of fear, and Misha says, about a boy fight. What do you see? You see, if you leave a boy lying around, even though it's only up, that made him fall in, it's going to be fine. So what's the shine of the noise? What's the Shani Gemara asking you now? Where is it? Who's here? You brought it over. What's the ask Shani? What's the Mishnah you're asking in Shani? The Gemara didn't bring a Rai, but well, bring a Rai from the Mishnah. That's the Reuven Shani. She'll show up very similar Shani. We don't have to believe a boy, but clean lying around, and along comes another animal and kicks it somewhere else. And then somebody trips up on it. The Bala boy is crying, the Bala is crying. Why? Again, what made it happen? Something else. The made their wife, like I said, I'm not my reason, it's someone else. That's the show's question. Let's focus on Reuven's question. The same is similar to the question, why do we answer that? It's going to be honest. Asking, we've got Mishnah's question. Mishnah's question. No? What do you guys think? Mishnah Resh, you have a Mishnah saying, not on the bottom, you go in and create the Father of Israel. Why is that? Why is the person inside the good? Because the Kerah Kriyah. Surely that's the same as why is the dog biting. The dog bites because I'm the boy. The Shah is a Kerah. Why did it bite? What triggered the dog? The Shah. No, we're going in the Shadow Rigma, the first Shadow. There's two stages in Agama. First stage is the before Kamash. There's two stages. The first stage of Mara is, if I leave my animal lying around in a place, it could be enticed. And somebody enticed it. Do we say it's nothing to do with me, it's to do with the enticer? Or do we say, no, it's you. You have your animal lying around in a place, it could be enticed. Nothing to do with Kamashana. Nothing to do with Kamashana. Kamashana is just a smart that one who got harmed can't claim money because he was a Mashana. Here we go, you say, I left something lying around, which I don't appreciate for doing so, but somebody else is the one that actually triggered the dog. Since he triggered the dog, we should just subscribe, send the bill to him. What's Shinna got to do? Yeah, she's also got it.
Shinna means to go to the church. Very simple to the way. When you, the shot is there, he's actually a villain who is doing something to the animals for the cause. It's going to cause them to fight. Okay? That's the goal that he wants to have, is to get this animal to fight each other and successful at it. Mm-hmm. You know, so you might think that that's more egregious than somebody who's dealing with it. Doesn't know there's an animal around or anything like that. And he's shooting it in a way that making it wider. What are things doing? Working on this pole. And an animal comes
to his neighbor. Could you say what you're saying in about 10 minutes? You're saying good. Just now take up all the fluff and say, focus on what you want to say. I understand what you're saying, but I just think it's important for you to bring out what you're saying in a more succinct way. What exactly is the Chiluk you're saying?
The Chiluk is the one you have an affirmative action that's caught with the intent to cause the effect that happened. Whereas with the should one, that's not.
Very good. One say Chiluk, which means if you do it, Bikavona or Shalei Bikavona. If I leave my thing lying around, I'm the Balak Kelev, I'm the one to say it. If somebody else, with kavara, with intent, uses my thing to match somebody else, so then the address is him. He's using my thing. He did it with kavara. He took my thing and used it. Again, if it's a loyalty kavara, like it's just saying, just chiselings, he's not doing it with kavara to push somebody in, then he's not the one, he's not the ex. That's what you're saying. And it's a place of basically the place of. This place is on Gimel Amid, if you have it on Gimel Amid Beish, just tell a few pages, 53b.
But Agamar is not pulling. I mean, here it's a shadow, because he thinks he's alone.
No, we're in the first stage of Gimel Amid. Pulling is insulin.
But so
we have the shadow in Gimel. Do we say it's the Barak Hele, or we say it's the address?
So here's my definition.
Yeah. So that explains why the Gemara didn't bring a raya from that Nun basis. From the basis, you see the Balabois Chayyim. Why didn't bring a raya from there? You see them. And it says, there we're talking about the Akavana. The Akavana is definitely the Balabois involved. So you hear we're talking about the Mashata used my thing. Like you were explaining very nicely. So he used my thing. Then maybe that's the Shalom. Maybe he's the Gemara says no. So now, look at Nun Gimon with basis, 53b. We learned it, took it together. The Gemara is about 10 lines down. Omar Rava, the first word of the line is Nosan Hu, here in Nosan. Omar Rava. So if all them should talk with the boy, see if you talk it. You don't see it? Nosan is preferred.
Nosan.
What? Nosan Hu? Right. Then the line, Omar Rava. So if all them should talk with the boy. So you have an Ashrayna, all them pushing an animal into the boy. So, says places there. So one thing, the Gemara there says that the Gavin is off the old guy, the Shoyv guy, the old guy, and the Baraboy's guy. So places there says, Shoyv Odom Shtok with a boy, Loy Shadoka Odom the Kavona. Not talking about what he did it with Kavona. In Cain, Baraboy Amay Machay. Why should the Baraboy be Chay? The Otto Yostim, Odom Talisa Shachabeyre, the Ish, the Otto. It could it possibly be in Yosem Odom Talisa Shachaveir Beish? If somebody replaced the talents of his friend in fire and the Shachaveir, but he's tired, Bala Eish. So they just told us that So it is called as the chiluk in the first tazer with kavana and akhman. With kavana, in that case, tazer with kavana, then he's the soul guy. The barabai is off the hook. He does it without kavana. That's where the sugi there is. All three are guys. So we're going to use this, as Miss says, in previous cases. Explain him. Explain the answer your kasha. Also, you told me our person did it with kavana. If he did it with kavana, we could tell the barabai you're off the hook. We could tell the barakeh you're off the hook. He did it with kavana. Just like that, Jesus says, if a person pushes the animal with kavana, the barabai would be off the hook. So here's well, if the person was there, it was Mises and Bashate, and he made the animal wild, so he's the guy in charge. Then and the barabai, the barakah should be off the hook. Or not. Now here we have to understand why not. There Jesus says clearly, if somebody does it with kavana, then the barabai is off the hook. And here we say, there's a shine in the Gemara. Is he off the hook or not off the hook? So, here there's drama. Here's a bit of a difference. There, the person actually pushed the animal in the body. He was really using the body. Here is drama. That's the shine here. Do we by drama say, then the Vanam, and the Meshate is the same as pushing a person into the pit? Is it the same or not? In the case where a person pushed the animal in the pit, we come Vana, then it's poshut, then the bar, the odin sky, the barabo is poshut. If it's without kavana, then it's poshut, the barabo is sky, and the odin is poshut. My career. If it's without, I'm jumping too many things. If it's with kavana and the person push the animal in, then it's obviously the push of the sky. If it's without kavana and you push the animal into the pit, the Gemara says both of them, the one who push. And the barabai. Because you can't proliferate only on the person who pushed it, because he did it without kavana. So if he did it without kavana, and he pushed it, then both of them died. Right. Here, in this shayna, he did it with kavana, but it was a grom. What's that of? With kavana, with a grom. Do we say, well, that's the same as with kavana, pushing, in which case, the barabai was completely off the hook, and it's only the person that has to pay. So here as well, the barakel is completely off the hook, and it'll be the person who's the dread. He's potter, because it's grammar. But at least the barakel is off the hook. Or do we say, no, since it's the grammar, it's still the barakel who's in charge. That's the shame.
Grammar really makes it just like basic and they can pay. It's still responsible.
The reason why Beit Din can't make him pay is that it's removed from
him. It's removed from him,
and maybe he can't be called the Bala Meisen. Maybe we can't now say the Bala Kelim is off the book, because there is no Bala Meisen. There was any grammar.
So maybe
no. If it's no one, then it has to be that he is the Bala Meisen. We need to know who to say, who did it, who died, right? So is it the Bala boy? He left it lying around. Or we say, no, this guy used your boy for something. Well, if it's a grandma, maybe it's not so possible. Maybe it's not possible by grandma, that's considered that he did. So then what comes out is four cases. There's one case where he actively pushed somebody into the pit with kavana. And what's the other for there?
Push
the guy from the bottom of the hook. Somebody used my pit. There's one case where somebody actively pushed somebody into the pit without kavana. And then what's the other for both of them? No, the person who pushed it, the pusher can't be the one who's now subscribed it to, because it's without kavana. And ultimately, two people cause damage, so they divide up the damage between the two of them. That's those two cases. Now we're talking about grammar. The person does it without kavana. Grammar without kavana, it's poshut. The person who, the grammar is not chayiv, and the barabai would be chayiv. What's the case? Koyah is a grammar. And without kavana, so it's possible the barabai would be chayiv. Our case here is a case where he did it with kavana. The grama with kavana. Is grama with kavana the same as somebody who pushes with kavana? Or is grama with kavana not the same? Is it considered that the Mishat is the one who did it? Or do we say no, it's not. The Mishat didn't do it, and therefore it goes back to the barabai. The answer to your question, right? Very good. Okay, so that's a chaznish. And then he said, speak to our eyes.
Basically, then the Brahma overrides, and if it is Brahma, then wrongdoer is shielded from liability because of drama, you still have a shea aspect still available to involve Paula or all Kelly Foundation.
I don't like at all the option.
Am
I rephrasing that? I mean, sure, what? It might not be different.
Yeah.
Everywhere that's to be explained well. I'm going to say overall, we just did what you said came out is not how it should come out. Well, come down, basically, that my teacher in school used to say it doesn't freeze. People say basically don't know what they're talking about. Every time we start with it, basically, we used to get that out of it. Because basically just generalize. So let's focus, pinpoint exactly what came out of the Soviet.
Okay, so we just start right now.
Right.
Without fading away.
Very good, very good.
If someone is acting with intent and is a grama, then grama overrides insofar as to shield that person's liability.
Very good, yeah.
Okay. And then it falls back on to whether or not the instrumentality that caused the damage, if the person who owned that instrumentality, like a poor or hell, whatever it is, if you push it, then
yeah, don't think that falls back. Well, that sounds like agnostic, that's right. Agnostic is that you can't pay for one, you pay for the other. Then what you mean by like, falls back? It's not that. We have a shame in the Gemara.
So
in the Gemara, it's enough to say that it's not the Balavoy. That's a shame. It's grown enough to say it's nothing to do with Gnosis. If Gnosis was it, you can't think for me, you gave it nothing to do with it. The question is, who did it? Is it the Balavoy or is it the person did the Gemara? Because that is Gemara. So is it the person did the Gemara? Or is it me? That's a shame.
But the ball of war, or whatever is in that case, He's still pushing. He still had an element of doing it.
He didn't do it.
He had a intervening cause.
Why did he come in with fire?
Intentional.
Somebody used a fire, which is 70 for sure, giving a fire. Then he comes along and puts on the other targets into that fire.
Right.
So I was pushing, leaving my fire lying around. But since I used my fire to damage, it's not me, it's that person who's the mother.
Right. So he's using your fire. What about the person who is enticing the dog? He's using the dog just as like just much as the person using the fire.
Right. So it should be, the enticer should be fired. Or maybe not.
The tallest grower, he actually grew up as opposed to. Does it matter if the guy is attached to physical contact?
Yeah, that's the
same. Like he's just talking to the dog and
no,
like he's standing on his tail.
That would make a difference. The point is, the fat animal actually bit somebody in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
That's a grandma. Shade is in that case, of course, is that enough to say that he's doing it with my thing? Maybe not. That's the shade of the ground. How do we define that activity that happened? Was it the enticer?
Mm-hmm.
Or the not? If it wasn't that Dyson, then obviously I'm fine. Very good. That is the good news. Now we have to the Chav. Now we have to the Rosh. Very good story. Pretty well.
Where are we?
All Chavs, the Yosyaz, where's the McCoy, earliest the McCoy, this other thing, it's got a Mishane.
Where are we on?
Chav on the other, 28. So all Chavs, the Kalim. The Gemara there said somebody left, the Kalim, and the animal etic. So since it's not normal for an animal to eat sus or kalim, he pays katanel. And the Gemara said, the Mishnah said, that's only Mishnah Sanizek, Mishnah Sarabim, it's potter. Those are the words of the Mishnah. I mentioned Mishnah Sanizek, Mishnah Sarabim, potter. Says the Gemara, hi. These words of a chiluk between the other Mishnah Sarabim, from what they're referring to, is it going on the Mishnah that could set up basically two cases? One is payers, and one is just the kalim. Payers, obviously, is called the Mishnah Sarabim. That's the thing of being to say, after, not Mishnah Sarabim, payers is called the Mishnah Sarabim. The Shadow of the Gemara is, what's the thing like Sus the kalim? That's caring. Sus the kalim is caring. Is that called the Mishnah Sarabim? Yeah. So the Gemara says, the good Mishnah Sarabim. All right, Omar Akulu, you're called even on Mishnah Sarabim, even on Sus the kalim. Since the Kalim is called Central Sarabim, my time, why? Kala Mishane, or Va'a, and Mishane, very possible. There you are. This is the Makoy. The earliest Makoy, Persian out there. Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that if somebody places Sus Kalim in Mishane Sarabim, and an animal eats it, the Ba'a Kalim, the Ba'a Ba'im is possible. He's both on faith. Why? It's called a sign of law for Sinway Paul.
So you make a decision of you of Shinway versus Canon. The Canon you had intended to grab the Canon, you wouldn't.
How do you know?
I thought that the Canon is the metal wars or the Canon metalware patent for the owner.
There wasn't a shin. There was a shin.
But that's what I'm saying. So what do you mean the shin by who?
Because I put the circadian in the middle of the street. He left in the middle of the street. He left in the middle of the street, so an animal came along and said, "You are the son, left in the middle of the street, you brought the damage upon yourself." So if an animal goes and eats it, you can't claim from him. That's the story.
So even by the regular funds of Karen Cake is still is the element of Shinui?
Yeah, sure. No. If an animal is crouching in the middle of the Shazam, something comes and kicks. An animal kicks its carrot. Kicks it. It's what we should be called. But Mashana, what we should be called. So we have said that for Shazam Mishnah. That if an animal eats up its circadian, you are possible to pick. Why can't Mashana? Shmuel, what's Shmuel hold? Lo Yishalei Abayis Mirokoi Yisam Ksus Vekedim Chayi Yehubes. No Ptur Kol Mashane by Ksus Vekedim. Bechina Mishloch Yish Akulu. Mishloch Yish also hold by Yad. To him Machlik is Rav Shmuel. What's Machlik is exactly? What's Machlik is? Rav holds.
I should do.
Shmuel holds that you are Christ. Shmuel doesn't hold the Mitzvah Yisrael of Kol Mashane.
Yes, he holds.
Oh. He holds, this isn't a Shinu, right? Not Shinu. It's not open. You're saying what the Gemara says is the end. Gemara is Mechatsha afterwards, really, but. Okay. And so you want to say.
Yeah, well, I would put it this reason. Here's the normal animal default. The even you don't know, use certain animals, you're going to come across it. You're not wishing away. You should care.
That's how it's. This is all called Shana Lot of Shinu. This is all in, like we explained. I caused it upon myself. But the side is, do you say that on something which is not expected before that animal eats circadian? That's not. That's how I wish explained it. So,
although you still think there's a little bit of trampled on
and ruined.
It's still grabbed.
In Avrami, what would be the animal trampled on circadian? In Avrami, then it would be possible because God is shining.
Right.
It should be the non-committed between the two mouths. Your mind and the so we'll see the answer to the Gemara. The Gemara says in a minute. All right, we'll see it soon. Also, Yishlokish in Tami. So Yishlokish goes to Yishlokish. He told me, Yishlokish stay poise. To be sure to have a master of Rutsa and Kalechet. Yes, remember this Gemara. Stay poise to the Rabbin. When we have it. That was on the day. Just as in now. I stay poise. You should have a master of Rutsa and Kalechet. Both of Kalechet are the two. It's my next affair. If you're a could it be that Yerichon is Sfeilek or Yishlokish? I'm going to say Poroiz. Could it be Sfeilek? Loi. No, you know, it's the... He does all the Mitzvah of Kornish. Like Sus, all the Inchi Demarki, Glimi Umitvachi, Sus, it's normal, this is like what Ruben said, so I was right as well. So, all the inches of monarchy in the mask, it was a shinoi. It's normal to be my kid on the floor. And since it's normal to be my kid on the floor, I was not mishat, eh? I'm a baby, I'm okay. It's not baby, it's not normal for baby to crouch. That means, I'll agree with the shlokish regarding the baby. Indeed, if the animal crouches, it can be expected to be kicked. But, regarding the begotten, since it's normal for me to leave my begotten on the floor, I wasn't mishane. I didn't bring the head of upon myself. And therefore, if an animal eats it, he has to pay for it. If an animal damages it, he has to pay. That's the Gemara comes out of that. So Gemara Dachap, we just focus on the Dachap and focus on the Dachap, and we see they don't go together. The Gemara Dachap told us that if an animal is crouching, both the Shlokish and the Yerichon agree, they are crying. If the animal is kicking, it'd be possible. Both of them are going to be a possible. Why come a shot of the same way? So why does the Yerichon say, by caning, if an animal eats it, the animal has to pay? What's the difference between an animal scratching and leaving caning lying around? The animal scratches, something kicks it, doesn't need to pay. Even came around the family, it doesn't interfere. What's the difference?
It's normal.
It's normal to leave it lying around. It's normal for me to put my kidney on the floor.
That's the kidney also just for the
normal. Listen, kidney.
You can get also the
well, I'm doing half a lot. And I'm going to rest for a little bit. There's no one to put them down. The animal now comes and bites it, eats it. So I wasn't mishtar. I didn't bring the damage upon myself. I did the normal activity. So you have to look after your animal and then you have to pay.
That's my focus.
Since everyone agrees that certain percentage amount of time a person puts a clear on the floor. Question is that percentage enough to say that that is normal or not? That's the shame. Yeah. Okay? So that's the mind of Chav Ahmed Ali. Chav Dalad Ahmed Beis, along came Rav and said, this is true with the Yehesh Mary Shlakish. And I know if an animal is kicked, an animal is crouching, he does need to pick. Why does he need to pay? Because he can walk with me, but you can't kick. I brought the problem on myself. If you would walk with that animal, would walk over me and damage me, I brought it upon myself. Kick me? Why did that make you kick me? The fact that I let my animal crash in the pool is not a reason for you to kick me. Never you need to pay. What would you have to say regarding an animal that acts up, killing him, that was lying on the street? What would you have to say? Kind of possible.
Normal.
Yeah. I don't agree with you, but I just repeat what you said. The woman said it depends whether it would be money. Why? What would you always say regarding Canaan that were placed on the streets and an animal came and ate it? Robert would say, hi, why is that? What? Excellent. Even if it's not normal to put it down there. Even if it's not normal to put it down there. But you could walk over my clothes, the back of the you walk over my clothes and down to the back. But to eat them, why should you eat them? That's like kicking the roots off. Why should you kick the roots off? Walking on it later. But to eat it or kick it? Make a thing then. Why does that make you do that? If I put it down on the street, why does it make you eat up my fruit? My cake, my fruit. I forgot that. I have my jacket on the floor and I can't find the hard shoes. Lama. So Robert would say, if you're kind, whatever, even if it's normal or not normal, if you're kind. I'm asking, why not? Without consent, it's caring, not shame. It's kind of interest to us. If it's without consent, that would be shame. But this is not that. This is caring. I fucking have it. Mission to Rabbi. Why? Because animals don't eat specific sorts of cages. They don't do that. Okay. And Machlekes. Like the Avraiser and Machlekes between Rabbi Yossi and the Talmud in the Mishnah. I let you choose who you want to go with. The Mishnah said the Achai and Fatin Yezek didn't care in the Shusarab. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah, your temple of Vig, says if an animal eats, Sus, Akadin, Yachai and Fatin Yezek. If it's Chai and Fatin Yezek, it means it's not Shem, and it must be care, must be not normal, not an Azik. That's to say that if it's in a Shusarab, it'll be possible. But, that's to say, like, why would it be a Shusarab? It's possible, it'll be a little common Shai. But in the Yochi, how much you have to see Nezek? Why is that Nezek? The Shinnui is coming off in a Hadi. It's not normal for animals to eat up. It's just okay. So it's going out. Should be. According to Rav, the robber, we don't care if it's normal to leave it just okay on the floor. An animal chewed it. Maybe because you know who asked it to chew it, you can walk on it for like a shell, but you can't chew. That's what should come. And that's what the Rosh is bringing on. The problem is that there is a pattern like Robo, but yet says, by just beginning, it depends if it's normal to leave it there. So let's see the Rosh. Rosh, you've done it. Very big, you've done it.
So basically,
don't use that
okay. Word. I thought it in German. Okay, so it comes down then that, according to Robo, that the animal does, the owner, the animal has no rights to the cannon. Period. I mean, that's all there
is. It can only do whatever, that's what happened.
It can come to the water.
It would eat fruits. It's shame, but eating something it doesn't normally eat.
It's a shidu you're saying.
Right.
Or
well, that's not Karen.
Huh?
Okay. Yeah. Very good. So that's very what should come out, right? And then all we have the Rosh. In Boyeru, page 248 in the old edition. In Boyeru, I'm a shout to the Cowboys, so come here, I'm sure.
I'm on my way. I'm in Great Shady now.
Great Shady, you got it. Oh, Hashem, we've got to the stage. Oh, Hashem, I've got this mind. And I can say, look at the Rosh. I'm not saying, where's the Rosh? Oh, Hashem. It's taken many long years, but we've got it. It's there, Oh, Hashem. Hibayru, I'm a shout to the Cowboys, so come here, come here. Now, this is the Rosh of the Gemara. A shout to the Rosh of the Baal, the Mike. Me moti amale, I'm just reading the words of the Gemara, so I'm not translating. Me moti amale, my obdilo, oi dirme, amale, kiwi di yodis be kalbach. The Meshavale, the Mishtosni, lo yiboyelo, lishvuyi. Still here were the words of the Gemara. The Shaila of the Gemara, the Astik Rova. And how do you translate the word Astik? The Maskana of Rova. Rova concludes. Rova concludes, Intim Seloima Meshat the Kalmish of Avey Bechavey Poto. He's now back to the words of the Gemara. Meshat the Poto Meshat the Bechay Balakerev. If you would say that Balakerev is Chay, she say about my Poto. My time Kola Meshana Vach Meshina Doi Poto. That's the Rosh. Ha the Ka'oma Rava. The Amor Rava says Intim Seloima Meshat the Kalmish of Avey Bechavey Chay. The Amor Rava said those words, Intim Seloima, possibly you have Alpis, Zal, the Rif, understood, he considered it, Maskona the Ilchisa. That is Halach Elamait, the Keno, the Bayer, the Shesteru Ba'atmoy, the Shaykha Lemiboy. Since the next stage of the Gemara is not possible to be posed, the next problem, discussion of the Gemara is not possible to be posed, Ilav, the Omar, Hamishate, Kabbalah, Shechavir, Bechavir, Chayim, the whole handshake of the Gemara that discusses about Kol Hashana, Vat Mashiach, Bechavir, is only relevant if we would say that the Balakerev is generally Chayim. Balakerev is Chayim, Behert, Shimon. Or what happened to Behert, Lady? Lady is the Mashiach. What happened to Behert, Lady? He's Chayim, Behert, Shimon. What happened to Behert, Lady? That we can have a moment to discuss it. If he thought it hurts Shimon, then certainly he thought it hurts Levi. So Mameda, the whole discussion is only relevant if we take on the sound that you are Chayim. Mashma, the Svara Drava, Noita, Noima came in Mavon. The Rava is leaning very much to hold the Balakerev is generally Chayim. And the Shalom Noita, Noima came, the Farish, he didn't want to say it clearly. And so, why that Rava didn't want to say it clearly? I don't have a good terrace. Why Rava only wanted to say it like that? The Pshita, the place of the Pshita, Shaloi Hoya Shoyal, said Rosh, I mean, the Pshita Shaloi Shoyal by Acher. He wouldn't have asked another problem, he wouldn't have extended the discussion. He had a Mistabel and Mime, if it would be logical to say, he would never have extended the discussion to discuss what would be the halacha regarding the Meshate. Is the halacha is Yapote even regarding something else? So if he extended the discussion to discuss the Meshate, it means Rabbi will have to cry. But what's the halacha by Meshate?
Significant of this word, Paloma.
Oh, very good. That's the opposite of the halacha interrupting one of the readings. If we have to, we said the interim is generally how we pass it. The truth is that's the Rambam. Rambam always follows Intim Seloima. From here we see that the Rosh understands maybe not like that. It's only from the Hemshech of the Adar. The Rambam is like that. It's the Rosh can end. Okay. From Masik Kosovari, now here's, V'chein Halacha, sorry, no, I missed that line. Amalei, back to the Gemara, basically. Amalei, Ano, who's Ano? Rava. Vahu, Chiyuvet Mechavim. I hold in the case of Rutsa, the Balan, the one that kicked is kind. The Omar in the Eid is the Grillai, it must be the Sotoshu. The Chena Lothe, says the Rosh, and says the Rim, Chena Lothe, the Rava, the Basur of Hu. Ishlokish, Rava lives after Ishlokish, and therefore, a lot of what is Rava. Rava Basur, fake the Rosh, a Grava cast a classic of the Rim, the Ev, Orthodoxus, the Kalim, Chayeves, the Lar Meshanehu, Yetzus the Kalim, Yechai. Remember that still again? What that was that? Rachav. Says the Rif, you know why the name is Chai? Do you know why? The Lar Meshanehu, because the person that put the Kli down there was Meshaneh. The Ovedin is the one of Prima, which is Rabbim a mitzvah. It's normal for a person to leave a coat in the Rabbim and to rest the Mashma, he can confirm from the Rabbim. Do you have a Mishana? If the Meh would be Mishana, what would be the din? If it would have been not normal for the person to put the key down there, what would be the din? Also, having got somewhere, even if a key is or edit, things which are not regular, it's still, it would be possible. The man shinui builds, man shinui yeshicha. What's the difference between kicking or eating? Shavayu told us carrying it. And we don't say, they don't have a shus to kick me, because I'm going to follow. What's going on? We're going to see in the ring. Regarding the rebutsa, the ring comes inside the robot and says, you're right, you can walk it, but if you can't kick me, regarding the kingdom, the ring passes that even if the animal eats it, the owner of the animal will be potter. The only reason why the animal's tired is because it is normal to leave them. If it would have been unnormal, unusual to leave a cave in there, the owner of the animal would be bottom to see it. Here we're saying, you're going to shoot the walk of me, but never shoot the kick me. And now we're saying, even if I should leave me, what's the killer? Says the Rosh, the terrorist. This is the Kasher of Baskin, the name of the and here's the Rosh, the terrorist. Yes, Kasher, Kasher. What's your Kasher? Here's the terrorist. He is killer. Being body kind. There's a difference between interaction between animals and interaction between an animal and a kelim. The kelim asuyim lidoris v'ragel odom v'ragel lehim. Hilkok yehav v'mashana. So kelim are also lidoris v'ragel odom v'ragel lehim. Hilkok yehav v'mashana. Very cryptic words. Kelim are also lidoris alidei v'ragel odom v'ragel lehim. What does that mean? Kelim are usually trampled on, and therefore the Mishnah is possible. Same game, follow the rules. So there's one here that needs extra than Tulpula Ferifta, or is used, add a little bit. Kelim are certainly doing a little to eat on. What is not in the sheep? Kelim, if you leave Kelim lying around, then you're asking for them to be chewed. And Adam sees the kli, huh? Similar. An animal sees the kli. If you leave it there, you know there's a good chance that the animal will get will chew it. It's not shared. It's not doing it for muscle hard. It's not doing it for pano. It's not doing it for pano. It's doing it not pano. It's something which an animal does. And then if you leave it lying around, you're answering for it. I understand this Rosh of the Chazit. Chazit Shalot, the Yisrael of God, Mishnah of the Mishnah means, if I put something down, I brought the Hezek on myself. God, Mishnah, I brought the Hezek on myself. Says the Rosh, some things yes, some things not. If you put an animal crouching in a Shizarabim, you might bring upon yourself the animal wolves. If you didn't bring upon yourself the animal should kick it. Makish. Right? An animal crouching is not a reason for another animal to kick it. And therefore I didn't bring that Hezek on myself. And saying to my fellow Kneedan and Shusarabi, if it's not normal to put it on the letter, I pull the letter on myself. What happened? An animal chewed it. Yes. That could happen. It could happen. An animal, if an animal sees it, a beggar on the floor, it could decide to chew it. It would be not an online taker. If not, I'm not. So maybe it's not doing it for us, it's not shame, it's caring. It could happen. And therefore, it's consistent that you put it on yourself, and therefore the animal would not be hurt. There's a lot of announcements to say this. The real part of the regulation on in Daf Kaf, and like Rava in Daf, and there's no steering. Rava tells me, if you have an animal crouching, then it's not expected for the animal to, for another animal to kick it, and therefore there's no clash, I didn't bring anything on myself. But regulation says, if you have a clean, if it's normal to put it there, okay, so then obviously the animal will be hard to pay. If it's not normal to put it there, the animal will be possible from there because you brought this problem on yourself. So my rabbi is going to study over the few days that we learned this week, and I suggest, Hashem gave us to finish on a Wednesday, that tomorrow, Thursday, today and tomorrow, Shlu Chazor, what we learned, Chazor of the Gemara, obviously, that we learned on Dabal and Beis, Chazor and the Tetzis, the Meshata. Look at the Gemara, the Lametet, the Mishnah, the Lametet. Chazor and the Chach, and Chazor all the Rosh. Confused about what? So I would suggest that you do Chazor, if you have a Zir, which is not confused. So Chazor, if by 11:30, or even on the table, 11:15, is not paid for you, and then says, I'll sit with you 15 minutes and do another second. But I want it to work out. You can put it in a little bit well. I think you've done the removal of the front of me. Am I right, Lord? I think you can't.
Basically, you're not.
Yes. Well, I had a very good friend when I was young. He had lots of interesting expressions. We used to be brigas. You know what brigas is?